USA Radio News.
Two top Republican lawmakers who are also mothers are demanding the Biden administration's FDA immediately address the nationwide shortage of baby formula. Representative Ashley Hinson of Iowa and House Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik of New York sent a letter demanding answers. Representative Stefanik.
House Republicans are here to push for action from the FDA and the Biden administration, who should have had a plan for this shortage months ago.
The nationwide supply of infant formula has decreased 40% since April, while Abbott Laboratories announced a Similac recall, which exacerbated those shortages. In related news, there's no escaping the pain at the pump. AAA updated the national average on Thursday, showing prices up a penny to $4.41 a gallon. That's 17 cents more than last week. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
A federal appeals court says a California law banning sales of semi-automatic weapons to people under 21 years of age is unconstitutional. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled the 10-month-old law infringes on Second Amendment rights. The judge cited the young adults who fought and died in the American Revolution to help establish America and eventually the Constitution that protects the right to bear arms. Republicans are pushing back against Democrats who have remained silent on abortion rights protesters setting up shop outside Supreme Court justices' homes. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
All Americans should agree that judges and juries ought not to be subjected to threats or intimidation campaigns. They want to use intimidation to influence the outcome in a pending case.
Someone leaked the 98-page draft to Politico earlier this month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Administrators for the Oxford, Michigan School District have turned down State Attorney General Dana Nessel's offer to investigate last November's school shooting. However, some parents and students want her to step in. Tim Berg has the details.
Parents and students in the Oxford Community Schools are livid with the school board for refusing Attorney General Dana Nessel's offer to investigate the November 30th shooting at the high school. Buck Meyer is the father of Tate Meyer, who was among the four killed that day, and says what went wrong needs to be figured out. He believes the board's refusal to work with Nessel is an admission of guilt.
15-year-old Ethan Crumbly is charged in the shooting. His parents, James and Jennifer Crumbly, are facing involuntary manslaughter charges. Israel has advanced plans for the construction of more than 4,000 settler homes in the occupied West Bank. Thursday's decision came a day after the military demolished homes and other structures in an area where hundreds of Palestinians face the threat of expulsion. It's the biggest advancement of settlement projects since President Joe Biden took office. His administration is opposed to the settlement expansion. Actress Ashley Judd is encouraging people to seek help for their mental health after the loss of her mother, country star Naomi Judd. She died earlier this month at the age of 76. The movie star spoke to Good Morning America about the importance of resources like the National Suicide Prevention Hotline. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.